www.newtownsradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching an hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free. Otherwise, we talk about stuff that's interesting to us. And we continue here on, I guess, a similar theme of total government control of your life. We spent the first hour talking about the new situation that's coming out in D.C. where they're setting up checkpoints. They're starting with at least one, but they'll probably set up more. They're setting up checkpoints to control where you can go. You have to tell the police where it is you're going, what you're doing, where you're coming from. Who knows what other questions they'll ask you. Allow them to search your car if they decide they want to search your car. And it's pretty outrageous what's happening there. But it doesn't just stop on the roads, does it, Wayne?
No, it doesn't. As you know, Ian, I've been a big advocate of health freedom for a long time.
Sure.
And one of the heroes of that movement is an attorney named Ralph Fusitola, who is does a lot of work for defending supplement companies from the FDA and so on. And he wrote a blog post yesterday that was really interesting. His website, by the way, is vitaminlawyer.com, and there's a link on that website to his blog. Basically, he says it was that quintessential New Yorker, Walt Whitman, who urged his compatriots to resist much, obey little. Now, however, New York's political class has determined to voluntarily surrender even more state sovereignty. This time the legislature is running to hide from parents who know their children have been hurt by mandated vaccination and from the U.S. Constitution, which reserves the police power to the states, not to the federal government's advisory committee on immunization practices, which is part of the Center for Disease Control. Under the new proposed forced vaccination law, which is essentially a private interest, Big Medica, Big Pharma committee, which will now mandate vaccinations up to 78 before a child in New York reaches the age of 18.
Whoa!
Based on CDC recommendations. Heretofore, CDC always claimed...
Wait, I'm sorry, did you say this was the state of New York or New York City?
The New York, New York State.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, New York State. So they're basically going to mandate up to 78 vaccinations before a child in New York reaches the age of 18.
Oh, man, that's a big cocktail to take.
Big time, yeah. And so the CDC has always claimed before that they didn't force vaccinations. Rather, enforcement was left to the states. Now New York is surrendering even the semblance of local autonomy. Why? Because forcing kids to have multiple doses of dangerous drugs has gotten politically uncomfortable for the legislators. This supine surrender occurred despite the admission by the CDC that all vaccinations still contain toxic mercury and other toxins.
Some people have suggested, and there's some interesting evidence out there that suggests that having that stuff in your system could lead to some serious problems. Autism, for instance, has been suggested. And if parents are frightened of them, then they should be free to not have their kids be vaccinated. I understand that means they can't go to the government schools. Good! Is that what they're holding over their heads in this one, Wayne? Is that if you don't get vaccinated, your kids won't go to the government schools? Or is this like you're going to jail if your kids don't get vaccinated?
It looks that way. It looks because
which one?
Well,
the jail?
The jail, yes.
Okay.
And, of course, they'll take their kids from you. That's the threat always.
Sure.
But only the industry itself doesn't even have to reveal how much of the toxin are in the vaccinations. And the World Health Organization, if that means anything, tells us that even one microgram is harmful. And then you got
mercury, you mean?
Yes. And then if you've got 78 times that, 78 vaccinations times one is still a huge poisoning dose.
Mm.
So it's not good. So why are the legislators rushing to surrender their responsibilities? I think we have to conclude that while the no-forced vaccination movement is growing stronger, their big pharma paymasters want them to act now before it's too late for their profit through legal mandates agenda finishes up here. So again, we have people, we have industries that use the government to mandate the use of their products. This is an old mercantilist
guaranteed profits
scheme. Yeah, but on top of that, though, it hurts people.
It sure does.
And it makes more people dependent on government, of course, too.
It just encourages people to believe that the government knows best and that whatever government says is good and that you should not question, citizen. We have made these determinations for you, and we know what's best. Who do you think you are, trying to keep your children away from our state-mandated vaccinations? How dare you? We've determined that they shall receive them. And if you disagree, too bad. You're going to jail.
Well, there have been many in the health freedom movement who have been warning that compulsory vaccination was coming. This seems to be the first shot over the bow.
And there's always another one to come. Just like with the checkpoints, there's going to be another checkpoint. And if New York State gets away with compulsory vaccinations, you can better believe there's some bureaucrats out in California that are watching real closely.
Well, vaccinations are so effective, let's let the market decide.
Yeah, indeed.
And the market has determined in many cases that vaccinations suck and that that people want to use other means to protect themselves from diseases.
I can't say that if I had children, I would want to put them through all that. 78 vaccinations?
Yeah.
I don't think I got that many when I was a kid. I don't remember, obviously, all of them, but
the number of mandates or the number of so-called required vaccinations has grown sharply. And at one time, you know, you had a religious exemption or a philosophical objection that you could pose to the local health department and get out of the so-called mandatory vaccinations.
Not now.
But, well, this law, there's none of that's allowed. You have to do it no matter what. If it's passed, it's about a week or so from possible passage, and they're hoping that a lot of people in New York wake up and contact their legislators.
Yep, I guess that's all you can really do. You know, what else can you do besides refuse to get the vaccines and then face, what, potential jail time?
Yep.
If you're a parent in New York and you love freedom and liberty, this is yet another reason to look at the Free State Project. You don't have to go too far to the east to come here where there are other parents that feel like you do and that you can back one another up if that's what happens. If New Hampshire state government decides to try something like this, which seems far more unlikely here just because the legislature in New Hampshire is more citizenry-based than it is in New York, and it just doesn't seem to grow. The government doesn't seem to grow as fast here, and we've actually seen a retardation in the growth of government because of the activism of the Free State Project. So it seems to me that the safest place to raise children in America right now is right here in New Hampshire. But if you try to stick it out in New York, I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, the problem, of course, too, is people come north. And you saw this. There are a lot of New Yorkers who moved to Vermont in the 70s and basically made Vermont a socialist state. But what kills me is I've seen this happen out west with Californians moving to other states is that they leave a state because they hate what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up unconsciously recreating the very thing they left. So we want people to come up here who love liberty and aren't for using the coercive power of the state against its citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just a one-issue pony, if you've only got one thing that bugs you about what the government does, you're not the kind of person we're looking for. We want people that are principled and understand liberty, and they understand the critical point is that if you want liberty for yourself to do what it is you want to do with your life, you have to allow your neighbors to have the freedom to do what they want to do with their lives. And that should include not vaccinating their children. If that bugs you, keep your kids away from them.
And vaccinate your kids, then what are you worried about? If vaccinations work so well, then they're not going to harm your kids. They were vaccinated.
That's right. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to Larkin Rose. You familiar with Larkin Rose, Wayne?
Yes.
He is a former tax protester, tax freedom advocate.
You say former.
He's still a tax freedom advocate. It's just they sent him to jail for a couple of years for doing what he did. And he's actually a Free State Project member. Don't know if you knew that one.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. He's not here in New Hampshire quite yet, but ever since he's gotten out of prison, you know, he had this scheme as to how to get out of income taxes based on their own laws, right? And he tried to go to court. He tried to use their own laws against them, tried to use the system to save himself, and he spent 2 years in minimum security. Federal prison for not paying taxes. So what he basically figured out was that, well, you need to be a little more principled than this. You know, that you can't use the system to defeat the system. So what you have to do is question the system itself, question the government itself. And he's turned into an even more principled individual. I mean, he was really entertaining to read before he went into prison, but since he's gotten out, he's really gone the total anarcho-capitalist route, total voluntarist at this point. And he's got some comments about this government idea. We'll talk about that here in moments and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And what mischief is the iron fist of the state up to lately? And who is the anarchy boogeyman? And why should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. 800-259-9231. We turn to Larkin Rose. He's got a great email list that I think you can get on through his website, tyrantbook.com, but I am not 100% positive on that. That is his newest book. It's about how to be a successful tyrant. That's what it's called, tyrantbook.com. So give him a little plug here because he's doing some really great work and looking forward to getting him up here into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. This is a little article that he sent out to his email list called Beware of Tiger. He says, whenever I attack the myth of the divine right of politicians and the notion that any constitution, election, or other ritual could give some people the right to rule the rest of us, a.k.a. authority, some people respond by saying that anarchy will never work. Well, first of all, anarchy is what is. The only thing I'm suggesting is we'd be better off if we stopped hallucinating something that isn't there. Again, it's like a little primitive, it's a little like a primitive tribe that imagines a volcano to be a god and keeps flinging unsuspecting virgins into it in an attempt to appease the gods. If I said to them, hey, that's not a god, it's sort of a leak in the Earth's crust, I suppose a few of them would say, but our lives wouldn't work if we didn't appease the god of the volcano. No matter how much you tinker with the rituals, as long as their thought process is based upon thinking that the volcano is God, bad things will happen, especially to the people that get flung in. There are several logical disproofs of the legitimacy of government. A very simple one, which I've mentioned here before, goes like this. From where would government get the right to do things that normal people have no right to do? For example, where does the right to tax people come from? Since normal people have no such right, you, Wayne, cannot come to me and say, Ian, you owe me $3,000. Why? Well, because I said so. It just doesn't work that way between individuals.
That would be extortion.
It would be. Nor could my neighbors come to me and legitimately say, because I'm not in a deed-restricted neighborhood, I did not sign any sort of agreement that agreed to pay dues to live where I live.
Or cut your grass the way they want it.
Yeah, so my neighbors can't come to me, even if there's 10 of them that come to me and say, Ian, you owe us $3,000 because your grass is too tall. Sorry, never signed an agreement with you and don't owe you anything. But for some reason, it's okay when people calling themselves government come around and do these things. Well, it's not okay. As Larkin points out, since normal people like you and I have no such right, they can't possibly have given that right to someone else. If you don't have the right to tax me as an individual, as a man born equal to me as another man, then you can't tell Mark, our normal co-host, who, by the way, is partying out in Vegas with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. You can't tell Mark, I grant my power to you. Now you may tax Ian for whatever arbitrary numbers of dollars you want from him.
But Ian, what about the social contract? Society has the right to take money from people.
Society is a voluntary association of individuals, as I understand the definition of society. And if it's a voluntary association of individuals, then you can volunteer out of that particular society. Beyond that, I never signed a social contract. Did you?
Nope.
If you can show me the social contract and show me my signature on it, well, you'll have some evidence.
What about the voter registration card?
Actually, it said on the voter registration card that I had to obey the laws of New Hampshire. I crossed it out and initialed it before I signed the voter registration card. So, no, I did not sign any sort of agreement that agreed to obey by these silly man laws or statutes or regulations or whatever you want to call them. They're certainly not real laws. They're not natural laws. They're unnatural because they're created by man. Anyway, he says, did a magic piece of parchment, the Constitution, we're still talking about how these government people allegedly get so-called authority. Did this magic piece of parchment, the Constitution, alter morality and suddenly make it so it was okay for some people to steal? No. In short, nothing can make something evil into something good, though the entire notion of government rests on the idea that that is possible. But again, people often respond to such things by saying that anarchy, the lack of a ruling class, wouldn't work. They claim that because of the malice and stupidity of people, we can't just be left to decide for ourselves what to do, or there would be violence and bloody mayhem. Such a response, however, not only misunderstands what I'm suggesting, but reveals an insane assumption behind the belief in authority. The premise is that government is made up of something other than people. After all, if the stupidity or malice of people is what we're trying to get protection from via government, then how on earth would giving some of those flawed people a lot more power help things?
Yeah, but they're smarter than everybody else, Ian.
You know, there are people that believe that, Wayne. And it's disgusting.
We should listen to them. They're smarter than us.
You can listen to whoever you want to listen to. But as long as you have the choice to ignore what they say, you're free. So you can listen to anything you want. Listening's fine. It's the obeying part that I have a problem with.
And that's the part they want you to do.
And, you know, what he's rephrasing here is something that I think I originally heard from Harry Brown, which he was a brilliant communicator. And he pointed out that, you know, if you believe that people are evil, then that's an argument against government. Because people tend to believe two things, right? It's very rare that you'll find someone that says 50% of the people are evil, 50% are good, right? So you either believe that generally people are good or that generally people are evil. If it's true that people are evil, and I don't agree, I think generally people are good, so I'm one of the others. But if you believe that it's true that people are evil, and if it is true, then that's a perfect argument against government. Because why in the world would you want to give evil people the opportunity to wield power over others?
That's
why
right.
Would you want that?
Yeah, and I talk to people who are of the socialist or so-called progressive bent who say, mm-hmm. We are going to have all these bad people with machine guns driving around neighborhoods and we need the government to protect us. What?
Look in D.C. The bad people with machine guns are setting up checkpoints now.
It's a total obfuscation.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you create this big pot of power and money someplace, the worst possible types of people gravitate towards it eventually.
Of course. Of course, if what you want is to wield power, you will seek it out. There are very few people that go after the government offices who actually have the best of intentions. Many of them, they do have their own intentions that they consider good, like stopping people from using drugs and stopping people from having underage sex and stopping people from, you know, behaving in ways that they disagree with. I don't consider those good intentions, but they do. And so they seek that power in order to enforce their will upon everyone else, in order to attempt to get everyone else in that area, that geographic area that they claim dominion over, to behave in the way that they think is appropriate in order to make everyone the same. And it's gross.
That's true. But even if some of those goals are admirable, the way they choose to implement them is the problem. Because, yeah, you can educate people. You know, I don't smoke. I don't like people around me who smoke. I don't let people smoke in my car, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody I care about smokes, I might talk to them about it a little bit, but then it's it. I honor their choice.
Absolutely. Otherwise, they won't like you anymore.
That's right. I don't want them to like me.
800-259-9231. More about so-called authority, the concept of government, and Larkin Rose's thoughts on it. Yours as well, if you dial in. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Are you thinking about investing in real estate in New Hampshire? Mark Warden is your connection to homes, rentals, and land in the Free State. Look for him next weekend at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the exhibitors tent. Mark Warden, a First 1000 member of the Free State Project and your Porcupine Realtor. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We're sharing an email from Larkin Rose, who, if you haven't ever heard the show before, is fairly well known among some of the freedom circles as a tax freedom advocate. And he still is a tax freedom advocate, but now he's moved beyond that. And he's just a general freedom advocate, a freedom from government control advocate. In fact, he's come to understand, I would say that before he spent 2 years in federal prison for not paying taxes, he would have defended the Constitution. He would have been one of those constitutionalist guys, as I considered myself many years ago as well, but he has now come to the understanding that the government isn't legitimate in any way, shape, or form, and a piece of paper called the Constitution doesn't legitimize theft at all. Even if the nicest people are behind that particular piece of paper, even if the government officials are good people, then it still doesn't legitimize stealing. It doesn't legitimize threatening people, which is what all governments do. And it goes back to something he said earlier, and as I said, it was kind of a paraphrase of something Harry Brown said. I'm sure it's been said a million times by a bunch of people. But the idea is that if government is... People claim, well, we need government to keep us safe from bad people. Well, wait a minute. If the problem is bad people, then why would you want governments around? Because the fact is, we've seen plenty of evidence that not just in America, but in governments around the world, whether state, local, federal, the bad people are attracted to government. Because then the bad people can wield power without any sort of accountability for it. We've seen so many police stories where the police have hurt people, murdered people, stolen things, dealt drugs, whatever, and they've gotten away with it for the most part because they're insulated. So many other bureaucrats have done terrible things, government land managers, leasing out land to companies that come in and clear cut, that destroy the property. Are they held responsible? No.
No.
So if bad people are the issue, then we don't need government because it just gives bad people the opportunity to seize power. If most people are good, then we don't need government because most people are good and they'll voluntarily associate with one another and organize themselves in order to repel the bad people. We don't need governments for that. So there's really no good argument for this government idea. And Larkin Rose continues to tear it apart here. He says they claim that because of the malice and stupidity of people... Oh, excuse me, wrong paragraph. He says, consider the statement, which I often hear, people shouldn't. People can't be left to govern themselves. Oh, really?
That's what this country was founded on.
Indeed. And just what should be governing us humans? A benevolent moose? A wise aardvark? Perhaps a committee of boll weevils? Since all governments consist entirely of people, and not very good ones at that, how on earth can there be a structure which removes the natural tendencies, both good or bad, of people? To put it another way, if you had a big cage full of 100 rabid dogs, what form of government could you institute among them to make them all behave nice? None, of course. And if you tied down most of them and filled their teeth filed their teeth down to dull stumps while giving spiked collars to a few of them, do you think that would reduce the violence that would occur? That kind of ties into what we talked about in hour number one, right? Where some people have been disarmed in Washington, D.C., and the police, they've got plenty of guns, but the violence hasn't stopped. The violence is, the murder rate is crazy there in D.C. So he says, why, he said the unrestrained ones would eat the restrained ones. Anyone could predict that. So why would we expect government in the human society to somehow magically benefit the good instead of the evil? The fact of the matter is, anarchy is simply what is, while government is what will never work. People are constantly saying that we need some kind of government to protect individual rights. Yet history makes it undeniable that those acting in the name of so-called authority have violated individual rights on a scale that private crooks could never hope to achieve. Yet, even while trying to fight off a murderous, thieving monster calling itself government, people will still insist that we need it to do something it obviously doesn't do. And those people, of course, are minarchists. And I used to be one of them, as a matter of fact. I used to believe the line that smaller government is good. And while smaller government is certainly preferable to big government, smaller government is not legitimate. Smaller government is not good. Because government cannot do good without first doing bad. Government cannot help someone. If you see, they love to hold these welfare recipients and soldiers and, you know, all these recipients of government largesse. They love to hold them up, for instance, at various different government functions, like the president's State of the Union address is one example. So for every example the government touts about, look, we're helping people. Look at all these old people. They're getting prescriptions and stuff. We're helping. Well, you can't help any of those folks through government without hurting others first. You have to steal the money in order to give it to someone else. Unlike the variety of charitable organizations out there in America, Salvation Army and the United Way, which is an organization that gives money to other charities. All these different charitable organizations out there manage to get their money voluntarily. They manage to persuade people, to convince them to hand over their money. And as a result, people get helped. And no one had to be threatened.
That's right. And if one of those private organizations becomes corrupt or mismanaged, the people who donate the money can defund them.
Sure.
Without consequence.
And start a competing organization.
Yes, and start a new organization. You cannot do that with government.
Exactly.
Even if they become corrupt and dishonest and inefficient, and whatever else they do, you cannot defund them without force coming to your door eventually.
So these minarchists that are constantly saying, well, we can't get rid of government, it's just they haven't really thought it through. Because the fact is, the founding fathers in the United States created the Constitution that allegedly created this government that we have. They tried to tie it down, to bind it with the chains of the Constitution. And look how well that worked, huh? Now the United States government is the biggest government in the world. Not even China comes close. The biggest in the world, the biggest police state, the biggest empire ever known to mankind, all from the humble beginnings of a small, limited government.
A republic, if you can keep it.
You can't. You can't. And nor is it worth keeping, because even the republic is still a government, which is funded by confiscatory taxation, which is theft, is stealing from your neighbor. And it's not right, no matter what label you put on it. Anyway, Larkin continues. He says, it's like having a wild tiger in your house for protection. Well, yes, it's eaten three of our children, and it got my leg last week, but we need it for protection. And why is that? Well, because somewhere out there are tigers who would harm us. Well, why don't people see how utterly insane that reasoning is? How on earth can we need to have something with the right to forcibly control everyone in order to defend our freedom? How stupid can an idea be? Yet 99% of the population accepts it as an indisputable fact of reality. And why is that? Well, because they grew up with government. They grew up going to government schools, most of them did. They grew up surrounded by government-produced propaganda that told them that governments were necessary and governments were good and governments what, you know, helps separate us from the beasts or whatever it is that they tell you.
I even went to a church one time out in California where they were all talking about submitting to the government. I walked out.
Ew. Why? Is it like godlike or something to submit to
the
government?
I guess so. I walked out when I heard these
people saying this. Did Jesus submit to the government?
No, he didn't.
Larkin says, yes, there are some stupid or malicious people who will, on their own, do nasty things to the rest of us, unless we do something to stop them. And we can use our rights of self-defense, either individually or in cooperation, to try to do something about that, which is not government and requires no special authority. Self-defense, that's fine. What we can't do, and what we shouldn't try to do, is to put together a group of people with superhuman rights and call them our protectors. Here's a few more thoughts. We'll share those with you and take your calls about what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Larkin Rose, the author of The Tyrant Book, How to Become a Successful Tyrant. You can go to tyrantbook.com to learn more about that. More Free Talk Live coming up. You take control, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you to shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, this is one of the best ways to do it. Because you know you've got stuff you want, right? You got a list, I'm sure, of things you want, whether it's on paper or on your computer or in your head. There's new stuff always that you want to put into your life, and you've got to buy it somewhere. So you might as well buy it at Amazon.freetalklive.com, whether it's furniture or electronics or books or DVDs or whatever it is. 41 categories to shop in, even used items. So if you need to make sure you budget correctly and not buy stuff that are new, that's new, Amazon's got used stuff. And so enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you start your shopping experience at Amazon.freetalklive.com. A few more thoughts from Larkin Rose at tyrantbook.com about the whole idea of government and why it is that people believe that they can somehow make it work right. The whole concept is backwards from human nature. The whole concept is anti-freedom. I don't care how good the people are you elect, and we've seen certainly that good people rarely get elected. I don't care how good they are, it's never okay to threaten your neighbors to extract money out of them. I don't care what your goals are, what your purpose is, what you're going to do with the money. I don't care if it's to feed poor children or to, you know, to help people. You can't help people by hurting others first. You have to get people to contribute voluntarily. It's the hallmark of a bad idea that you have to go to government in order to get it funded. If you can't get it done in the marketplace, then you go to government and ask those people to take care of it for you, you've got a bad idea on your hands.
That's right. It shouldn't be funded anyway.
Larkin points out that people still try to reconcile the contradictions of the Founding Fathers, pretending that a servant government can actually exist, or that a group of people who protect rights and does nothing else could be called government. If some group can impose laws on me and tax me and regulate me, then it's not my servant. It's my master. And if something only protects my rights, it cannot tax, it cannot regulate, its words are not laws, it has no monopoly, and I can fire it at any time I want, then it's not government. Oddly, constitutionalists and other limited government folk use this same bad logic that communists always use. Well, it didn't work this time, but that's just because they did it wrong, not because the theory is flawed. I think that's probably one of his most poignant observations here. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard someone observe that, because we've pointed that out on this show about socialists, is how each socialist out there, whenever you confront them about their socialist beliefs, they'll usually fall back and they'll say, well, North Korea, they didn't do it right. Or, you know, the Stalin and, you know, those other guys, the Nazis, they didn't do it right. They messed it up. But if they just follow my plan, I know how to organize society. I will be the central controller. Just elect me and support my ideas, and we'll make this whole central control, taxing people and redistributing it the way I feel appropriate. We'll make it work this time. Well, the constitutionalists are saying the same thing. The minimal government people are saying the same thing. Their position is, well, clearly it didn't work. I mean, the founding fathers, they had a great idea, but it didn't work out. You know what we should do? We should start over from scratch and start another constitution, or at the very least go back to this constitution, and let's pay attention this time. Let's be vigilant about liberty, and let's make sure the government doesn't grow. Oh, same old thing, huh? Gonna go back and have a revolution and start it all over again? Sorry, that's not good enough for me. I don't want to be controlled by other people unless I contract to be controlled by them. So I want to evolve, not revolve. I don't want to go round back to the beginning and start it all over again, elect a new crew of people to set a bunch of arbitrary rules for how we can live our lives. I would much rather take the next step in human evolution. And I see that next step as helping people understand, one person at a time, changing the hearts and minds of Americans and people worldwide to understand that it's wrong to control your neighbor. Most people do. They understand that inherently. But it's wrong to institutionalize that control in the form of government. And we can get along on a voluntary basis, and we can have a voluntary natural order. It can happen. We just need to get the government out of the way. We need to get these people who are consider themselves government to find legitimate work. I'm not saying that some of the things they do are unwanted. Fire protection? I'm A-OK with fire protection. I want fire protection, but I want to contract for it. I want to know what services I'm buying. I want to know what it costs. I want to know what I'm getting for my money. I want to have a contract. I want to have them under an agreement that if I pick up the phone and tell them there's a fire, that like dominoes, they're going to be here in under a certain amount of minutes. That's what I want. Am I too demanding, Wayne?
I don't think so.
So let me continue here from Larkin. He says, so these limited government folk use the same bad logic as the communists. He says, well, it didn't work this time, but that's just because they did it wrong, not because the theory is flawed. Well, a theory that never works in reality is a bad theory. Government never works. If a government working means that it only protects rights and freedom, it never has, and it never will. And as long as people keep letting wild tigers into their houses for protection, they'll keep paying a very steep price for their foolishness. Unfortunately, they put tigers in my house and your house, too. So we have to pay the price for their foolishness as well. And that's the part that really annoys me. From Larkin Rose, tyrantbook.com is his website. Brilliant stuff. I love the direction he's gone in. He's so principled now, and he's a really good communicator. He uses great analogies and really, I think, draws the right conclusions. 1-800-259-9231. Look, if you want to let the tiger in your house, go right ahead. If you want to hire somebody to tell you how to live your life, there are all kinds of consultants out there that you can bring on board. Go ahead. Hire someone to enslave you. If that's what makes you feel good and safe, you should be free to do that. You know, I don't want to... When I started in this libertarian movement, I mean, for lack of a better term, pro-liberty, I think I need to start replacing that. Replacing libertarian with pro-liberty. When I started in the pro-liberty movement, Wayne, I thought it'd be great if everybody had freedom. But now I understand that not everybody wants freedom, right?
Yep, some people want security.
So let them have it. Go ahead. You can have all the control you want. Go ahead. Hire some fascist to tell you what to do. Hire some Nazi into your life and tell you how to fold your laundry.
Yeah, there could be like little Nazi housing developments where you can basically they're gated and you can't go out unless they tell you can.
Right, and if you want to come in, you have to be searched.
You have to be searched, yeah. And I'm sure there'd be a demand for those.
And by all means, I think those people should have that. but I'm not interested in that program. I'm not interested in that agreement, and I'm not interested in being ruled. So if we can come to a point where those of us that want liberty for ourselves, like us, can actually have it, and those that want to be controlled can have that too,
well,
I think
that'll
be just fine. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Nico is on the line in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to say that about you guys were talking about Cuba yesterday, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Bush wanted to be able to let Americans send cell phones to Cuba because it would supposedly promote freedom of expression.
How's that exactly? Cubans have cell phone towers that they're going to be able to get on their cell phones with?
Well, here's the thing that it confuses me. It looks like it's just a publicity stunt because, you know, all the U.S. phones are locked to U.S. carriers, and since the embargo does not let U.S. people do business in Cuba, there's no way to get service in Cuba with U.S. phones.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a publicity stunt. I'm certainly not aware of it happening. And if he was serious about helping the Cuban people, he would end the embargo. He would allow Americans, he would legalize trade with Cuba to where you could do business with these people, to where they would have regular contact with Americans, to where Americans could travel down there. And the more Americans doing business with Cubans and traveling and meeting Cubans and talking to Cubans, the more likely they're going to talk to people that are going to start talking about freedom and liberty and how things are so much better and different in America, instead of having them being locked off from experiencing people that come from this country. That would be the best thing that could be done for the Cuban people right now, beyond, you know, a total change of their political system, and that's what we were talking about last night, was that Raul, Fidel's brother, has loosened up the restrictions a little bit on the Cuban people. He's allowed farmers to choose more of their crops, and they can now have DVD players and even computers. So things are moving in the right direction over there. It would be a huge advancement for them to for the U.S. government to end its embargo, but they're not putting that option on the table, are they?
No, no.
Nico, any other thoughts?
I just wanted to let you guys know about that and see what you thought. But about the, like, arbitration system, you guys are talking about no government.
Private arbitration. We'll let you ask your question here in moments. Hang on. We're going to bring you back in hour three. More with Nico and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...
What if I...